First, it looks like any other U.S. Marine encampment in Iraq. The Humvees, tanks, everyday activities. But then there's the Ishtar Gate, the entrance to Babylon, a city founded more than 4,300 years ago.
It's a replica, I believe, half the size of what it used to be. In 1904, I believe, when the Germans came over, they took a lot of the ruins with them, and they now sit in Berlin.
Gunnery Sergeant Claudia Lamantia is a guide for military and media visitors to this site, which is closed to the public after being attacked by looters at the end of the war in April. The curators tried to protect museum buildings from looting by bricking up entrances, but that didn't help much.
They didn't come in through the doors.
In the first room, only a mosaic and models are left. This room was ransacked. Officers here are working to help assess the damage. The only artifact left is a stone slab depicting a horse.
I would imagine they just looked at it and said, it's just way too heavy. Yeah, everything else that was in here is gone.
Saddam Hussein rebuilt new walls for the North Palace on top of its ruins. The first king had placed bricks in these walls, praising his own leadership.
These are supposed to date back to 605 BC.
Sergeant Lamantia had a bit of trouble with that king's name.
Nebuchadnezzar?
Nebuchadnezzar. We say Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, easy for you to say.
Saddam put bricks with his name here, too.
Right here. I think these are Saddam bricks.
The looters took some Saddam bricks.
Maybe to sell as souvenirs.
The courtyards stretch one after another to the throne room, associated with the biblical story of King Belshazzar's impending death and the prophet Daniel.
Yes, and this is the room where they say that he saw the writing on the wall and that he brought Daniel to interpret it.
Right.
Military chaplains are eager for Marines to visit here and understand its religious significance to Christians and Jews.
Because they'll bring them here for a couple of days so they can relax, so they can take a look at the ruins. The chaplains have a dual purpose. You know, they want to get everyone motivated to see the historical value of this place, and secondly, the biblical, because that's their business. Yeah. But the Marines enjoy it. A lot of us never imagined that we'd be here, especially doing this. You know, I lived in Babylon.
The unrestored Southern Palace shows what time and weather do to buildings. The Lion of Babylon, the symbol of the city's greatness, is damaged but still here in the sweltering heat. One of Saddam's modern palaces, also now looted, looks out over the city. The walls of this national treasure of Iraq await their future, as they have for thousands of years in the